A Cape Breton drop-in center for young people may have to shut down because of financial challenges. The lead volunteer at the Clifford Street Youth Center in North Sydney says they barely have anything to share and money is tight. Paul Ratchford says grocery prices are challenging the generous people who usually donate food, supplies, or money.
Well, mostly we're broke. just calling what it is. And our, as you know, costs are way up. We're doing more meals than we've ever done. During COVID, prior to COVID, we did more, but it was a lot cheaper. And we're dealing with more families. So it, globally, everything we seem to, everybody we're involved with is more. Everything is more. And the demands are high and they're not going away. And when you're dealing with kids, it's hard to say no.
Ratchford says it's hard to imagine what some children have on their wish list these days.
The child, all they wanted was the individual Rice Krispie squares. We've had children asking for a box of Orange Crush. You know, socks are a common thing, or were pillows, because all most of our kids in that time and still currently, their pillows are teddy bears that we donate or that are donated, we give to them. You know, all of our kids are asking for blankets. We have one group right now, actually, Kiwanis in this particular instance, is providing us with 100 pillows and 100 blankets this year. And that's going to help quite a bit.
Ratchford says they'll gratefully accept any donations in efforts to keep the doors open. He goes on to say the Clifford Street Youth Center isn't the only one facing challenges. He says because of the economy, it's happening just about everywhere, but there is still a way to chip in, and it doesn't cost a dime.
You know, if you can't donate financially, you can certainly donate your time. Maybe call some people you know that could help out. Reach out to your politicians in the area or funders that you've dealt with in the past and ask them to help, you know, representing you. And again, your time would be great. Anybody's time that can step up to do something. We all have talents, and whether it's just coming out and teaching somebody to sing or play an instrument or bake, we have various people who have various skills and they come in, and a lot of our kids don't have that opportunity to see that because people can't afford to waste food. So you don't want to burn anything. We'll take that chance with them and we'll try and eat it if it's burnt.
The center provides after-school activities, meals, clothing, education, and other services. It opened 18 years ago, and for the first time, it's in danger of closing permanently because of the financial challenges. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.